Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Rosabelle Tao is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's Director of Marketing at a little company called Spot Runner. I first told you about Spot Runner about a year ago or so when I introduced you first to one of the co-founders, David Waxman, who was up with us a few times and explained a little bit to us about how Spot Runner works, but also not just how Spot Runner works, but how small business owners can do a little better job of, and a little more efficient job, a little maybe inexpensive job of getting their message out. And so let's welcome her in here. Rosabelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here, and be sure to tell David we missed him.
I will.
Two things that I've always said that small business owners... Yeah, I've always said that big companies could learn a lot from small businesses. There are a lot of things that we do that the big businesses should try to emulate. But there are two areas where the reverse is true, and that is where that small business should really pay attention to and take a lesson from big companies. One of them is in the area of human resources, the way we find, acquire, and manage our people, and how what we do to keep them and train them. Small business owners need to be a little more professional in that area, like our big business cousins are. The other area is in the area of marketing. Big businesses have marketing pretty much down to a science. Small business owners, not so much. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely true, but I do think that there are a lot more options and tools today for small businesses to be able to access so that their marketing can be more professional.
Right.
Up until now, it's been, I think, very challenging. I mean, as you know, all the small business owners are the cook, the baker, and the candlestick maker.
We turn the lights on, we turn the lights off.
Exactly, and there's not a lot of time to really think deeply about marketing, and most people aren't necessarily experts at marketing either.
Well, that's exactly right. We're not qualified, and
right,
we don't have the budget to really hire somebody who is.
Right, exactly.
Oftentimes.
Exactly.
So what are some ideas, just in general? I want to get into the specific media in a minute, and we'll do that. But what are some thoughts about getting the right kind of media mix, the right kind of approach to marketing? What kind of a mind frame, what kind of an attitude would you like for small business owners to get into when they're thinking about marketing?
Well, first let me explain what marketing mix means. Basically, marketing mix is the idea of utilizing more than one kind of media channel to advertise. So rather than put all your dollars, say, in print advertising or putting all your dollars, say, in direct mail, et cetera, the idea of marketing mix is really using several different kinds of marketing channels at the same time and doing it in a very coordinated, leveraged way.
And, of course, the only exception to that is it's okay to put all your dollars in radio, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
But just teasing,
ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead and
buy that annual ad in the paper. It's okay to do that. Go ahead,
okay,
Rosabelle.
We'd like to recommend a client to use at least three different kind of media channels at the same time. But the most important thing is to do them to use it in a very leveraged, coordinated fashion so that all the messages are consistent, et cetera. And the premise behind that really is that you want to hit your customers where they live, work, and play, no matter where they go. So let's say, you know, you have a prospective customer who gets up in the morning and turns on the radio. You want to make sure that you're there.
Right.
And then let's say they turn the TV on and watch the news while they're having their morning coffee. It'd be great if you can also be on TV as well. Or they flip open their daily newspaper and they might scan a few things and perhaps you're there as well. And so, or whether you're on the internet, surfing on the internet, and you're looking for your particular store, you want to make sure you're there as well. So
absolutely,
so
got to be there.
That's the premise of marketing mix.
Right. Yeah, the idea is, of course, one part of that from a marketing standpoint is just brand awareness, and another part of that is a call to action, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly. And there's different kinds of media that are very good for different things. Like the internet, if, for example, you know, online advertising is a very popular thing for people these days, and partly because it is tends to be more affordable and it's quite easy to do, and so it's become quite popular. However, the thing about online is that what's great for is really for people who are looking for a product or service. Let's say I know I'm looking for a hairstylist or I'm looking for a particular kind of product, and then you go to the internet to do research. So that's great for people who are already aware and want to look for your product. It doesn't necessarily drive people or create brand awareness of a product or a service, and so there's better mediums for that. So there's, you know, different media channels are for different purposes.
Right, and of course, the you've also got billboard. That's another option that you can use. And
right.
The direct, you mentioned the direct mail and, mm-hmm. and all the different ways you can get out there. But the main thing is to be a little more scientific about the way you approach your marketing and your advertising projects. I mean your campaigns, I should say. Be a little more professional about it. A little more strategic about it. Find out, as Roosevelt said, find out where people are, what they're doing when they wake up, what are they doing when they go to lunch. And this is not just this, and for small business owners, this is very important, Roosevelt. For small business owners, not just where everybody is at a certain point in time, but where the people who you want to reach, you said it a minute ago, I want to emphasize that, the people that you want to reach where they are, because everybody is not a small business owner's prospect.
That's right. And the other thing that the other piece of advice I would give to small business owners is a good lesson learned from the larger corporations is measurement. Is that if you are going to advertise, really figure out a method to measure how effective each channel is, because otherwise you never know if it's working or not for you, or whether you should continue putting your money there.
And so how do you do that? Tell us how you pull that off.
I think there's a couple of different ways. I mean, certainly small businesses don't have an army of marketing professionals to do this for them. But I think there's some very simple ways, depending on what it is that your objectives are. But, for example, simply measuring, maybe you put a particular code in your ad. And so when people mention that code, like
right.
you might say, mention this code and get 20% off.
Right.
And then you can really track how many people saw the ad when they mention the code. So it's a way.
But your
really
people have to collect that information, too.
Yes.
That's, you've got to train your people to collect that information.
Right, exactly.
And it could be as simple as when they call on the phone, you say, please tell us, where did you find us? Or when somebody signs up on your website for a newsletter or whatever, just say, ask them, how did you find us? They'll tell you. Quick break. We're going to be right back with Roosevelt Tower. We're going to talk a little bit about some specific stuff, like maybe how to be on television at a time when you didn't think you could. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Roosevelt Tower, our new friend from SpotRunner. She's the Director of Marketing at SpotRunner. And Roosevelt, tell us what SpotRunner does.
Well, good question. SpotRunner is a full-service advertising agency. But what's different about us is that we use technology to streamline all aspects of the advertising process so that we've made it much easier and more affordable for businesses to access these kinds of advertising services. And we're especially focused on the local market, and so we do understand the small business play very, very well, and this makes up the majority of our customers. But with our services, small business can create these marketing plans and get access to the expertise that large companies can. So it's very relevant to what we're talking about today.
Do you guys have a competitor in the way that you do things? You really don't have a competitor, do you?
Well, I would say
for
our
television.
Competitor are traditional ad agencies. So there are obviously.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the way you guys. I mean, you guys have templates on your website where people can go and build their own TV ad. Don't you still have that?
We do. And what you're referring to is our TV advertising program.
Yeah.
And essentially, all aspects of the advertising of TV advertising, commercial production, media planning, and media buying is automated to a large degree. Not there's yeah. no way to completely automate it, but automated to a large
but you,
degree.
And you guys can help with the rest of that. I mean, that's pretty unique, isn't it?
It is. It's very unique. And that, you're right. And there are no other companies today who are doing exactly the same thing that we're doing.
So let's say that I show up with two. I go to spotrunner.com. How would I do business with you guys?
Well, it's very easy. There's a couple of different ways you can access our services. Certainly the first way is through a website at spotrunner.com. You go to the website, and you can take a look at the different kinds of TV commercial templates that we have, pre-produced ads, and they're super high quality. We have a big team of creative experts who all come from traditional commercial and film industry that are producing these ads. And we have thousands for all sorts of businesses, whether you're a doggy daycare or cleaner, or, you know, we even have ads for a tattoo parlor. And so many, many different kinds of businesses that we already have advertisements produced for. And so you simply go on and type in your particular industry, and you'll see the number of ads that we have for you. And there's different kinds of themes and tones and messages, and you pick an ad that you think is right for your business and reflects your message. And you can personalize it. So every single ad is different because it's personalized for you.
And if you need help with that, you can. You guys will help them, right? If you need help with the media buying or the production or whatever, we want something custom made or something. You guys can help with that too, can't you?
Absolutely.
This is one of the reasons why I like telling you about these folks. This is pretty unique stuff. I mean, this is using technology to give you more bang for the buck if you want to go. But do you only do this for television?
No, actually, we have introduced other services. Television is what we're
best known for. Since I talked to you guys the last time, you've got some other things out there.
We do. So we started doing radio and search are the other two areas
yeah.
we're doing a lot of work in.
All right, that's good. Radio and what else?
Search, online search.
Search, oh, online search. Okay, I got you. And this is to help people get the spots. So if I came to you with a budget of, say, $10,000
mm-hmm.
for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to make my money go as far as possible?
Well, the first thing is you would receive a consultation from one of our marketing experts. And so that the other way to access this is if you don't really want to do as much of a self-service is that we do have a full team of customer service people who are all experts in various kinds of marketing forms. And so what they'll do is have a consultation with you, really understand what your objectives are, what kind of business do you have, how much budget you have, et cetera, and they'll package a plan that's really specific to your objectives and your needs in your local area. And so there's no one plan that works for everybody. It really depends on many different factors. And so
if you help me place an ad in on radio or on television or in the internet or whatever, are you going to bill me or am I going to get a bill from you and from the media company?
Everything is done through SpotRunner, and so what we do is help you with your plan, help you with your creative, create the media plan for you, whether it's TV, radio, or maybe it includes online search or whatever mix it includes. Once you approve it, we execute the order, negotiate everything on your behalf, traffic the ad for you, and at the end, you'll receive a report after it's run,
mm-hmm.
and everything is billed through SpotRunner. You can pay online.
One-stop shop. Well, folks, the reason I like telling you about this is, as I say, it's unique. And of course, you know, if I encourage you to do business with the local PR firm, a local ad agency, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that at all. But this is just another option. As you know, one of my goals and part of my mission here on the Small Business Advocate Show is to give you options, to introduce you to people who are doing cool things and to let those be options for you, not to tell you where to go, who to do business with, but to say, okay, here's another option. Put this into your decision-making process and see what comes up. Roosevelt, why don't you give us the website, please?
It is www.spotrunner, S-P-O-T, RUNNER.com.
All right, and I got 20 seconds. Last thoughts.
You know, I think that small businesses have so many options today, and they really need some help sifting through them. But the good news is that they're more affordable and easily accessible than ever before.
Well done, Roosevelt. Tell David, I said you did a good job.
Thank you.
Roosevelt Tower, ladies and gentlemen, with Spot Runner. Thanks, Roosevelt. See you next time.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Quick break. We're going to talk about small business and golf, two of my favorite topics on the planet other than my grandchildren. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Richard Rawson with Administaff will be with me on the other side of the messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.